Delicious, the pig boy squealed as another rush of pure pain came over him. Then pig boy declared, this is what pig boy truly lives for. Pig boy shall wallow and sing in the mud and the blood. If only pig boy's eyes could be eaten by ants. If only pig boy could postpone joy forever. If only pig boy could become bacon boy. Pig boy is tired of the struggle. Just then farm boy came and chopped off pig boy's head. As farm boy ate the bacon, he began to feel queasy. Say, Ma, said farm boy, are you sure this pork was prepared properly? Why, of course I'm sure, Junior, Ma quickly replied. Why would I want to poison my only child? Just then farm man burst through the door, followed by the baby Jesus. I think you're evading the issue again, Martha, the big burly man shouting accusingly. And I think it's about time someone taught you a lesson or two. You tell him, Dad, said farm boy, who by this time was rolling on the floor in agony. Farm man stomped the boy into the ground, walked over to the stove, and turned on the gas. He would have lit a cigarette, but he didn't have any. He had never smoked in his life, and this was no time to start. He stared coldly into Martha's understanding eyes. Farm man began to weep, and he asked Martha if she wanted to go to a movie. They went to see Silo. They loved it so much that they sat through it twice, completely forgetting the baby Jesus, who was accidentally locked in the broom closet.